Welcome to the Contagious Victories podcast. Each week, we talk inspiration, explore possibilities, and share insights from creative perspectives. I'm Tori Blackman, and I'm here to remind you that your purpose in life is to celebrate the victories, because victories are contagious. Are you ready to amplify your voice and share your remarkable journey with the world? I believe that every victory, no matter how big or how small, deserves to be heard. Your story has the power to uplift, motivate, and ignite hope in others. So let's create a ripple effect of positivity and empowerment. Ready to be on the show? Reach out to me at contagiousvictories.com. Well, hello there. Welcome back to another episode of the Contagious Victories podcast. I'm your host, Victoria B. Glass, and today we're covering a topic that is near and dear to my heart: how to stop worrying and to start posting on social media. Now, I know what you might be thinking, but Tori, I've got a life offline too. Well, fear not, my fellow content creators. Today, I want to share some pointers on how you can share more of your creativity without compromising the quality time that you're spending with family and friends in the real world. First up, let's address the root of the issue, your inner critic. You'd be surprised how many folks out there can relate to what you're going through. Is it the fear of judgment? Is it the fear of being seen? Whatever it is your inner critic is afraid of, you need to tell her to take a back seat. Listen, I know it can be really scary to take that leap of faith and bet on yourself, but trust me when I say this, you have what it takes to succeed. Right here, right now, in this very moment, you are equipped with a unique blend of talents and passions and dreams that are just waiting to be unleashed on the world. So why hold back? Why let the fear and the doubt of your inner critic keep you from pursuing your wildest dreams and sharing your creativity with the world on Instagram or Facebook or whatever social media platform that you want to use? You owe it to yourself to take that first leap, to believe in your own potential, and to bet on yourself like never before. Let me let you in on a little secret. The biggest risk that you can take in life is not posting that Instagram post or that reel or that YouTube video or that pin. That isn't risky at all. The biggest risk that you can take in life is not to bet on yourself, not to share, not expressing yourself and appreciating this gift that God has given you. So go ahead. Take a leap of faith. Chase your dreams with reckless abandon and watch as God and this whole universe works in ways unbeknownst to you to make your wildest dreams come true. You have got it. You have got it. But it is up to you to go out there and show the world what you're made out of. Now, before you get to the moment that you're about to press that post button, I hope that you have set some expectations for yourself and for the piece of content you're about to share. Because by setting boundaries, you'll find a sense of peace that allows you to accept whatever reality ends up happening. If you've set those expectations that it's not going to be perfect, then you have already taken off a great deal of pressure to perform. Done is better than perfect. One more time, just for the heck of it. Done is better than perfect. Go ahead and set some boundaries for the expectations of the post. The reality is, it's probably not going to just instantly make you go viral, but it could connect with 3 people whose lives could be transformed by your piece of content. It could lead to 3 people who are struggling right now, who need your services to get out of the rut that they're in and take on their personal challenge. So by setting up some expectations, we're able to see things with a little bit of a clearer view and not be so disappointed when we're not instantly viral overnight. That in itself can melt away some of that shame that comes with posting, even before you've actually posted. I would say to someone who is asking how to stop worrying and start posting on social media is this: you gotta keep going, keep showing up, and you gotta enjoy the fun of it. Sure, feeling unmotivated because of low self-esteem is something that we all have gone through. But just because you're feeling discouraged doesn't mean you're a failure. In fact, the only way to truly fail at something is to stop trying. So ultimately, you just have to click that post button. Embrace failure as a teacher, not a deterrent. If someone doesn't like it, or if you don't get a billion followers overnight because of it, it's okay. It's not about how many times you miss, but how many times you're willing to try. So keep going, friend. Well, that's all the time that we have for today. I truly hope that you feel inspired to stop caring about what other people think. Remember, your creativity is a gift from God, so share it with the world just as He intended for you to do. And over time, watch it blossom like a field of wildflowers. Until next time, keep on creating. If you enjoyed today's episode, be sure to subscribe to Contagious Victories on your favorite podcast platform and leave a little review. And hey, if you've got any questions or topics that you'd like for me to cover, please don't hesitate to reach out. I'm always here to lend an ear and offer a word of encouragement. I'd also love to hear your feedback and suggestions for future episodes. Until next time, y'all keep on creating and take care. Thanks for joining us for this week's episode of the Contagious Victories podcast. If the show inspired you to share your own victory story, I'm here to tell you the world deserves to hear it. Submit it to me online at toriblackman.com. Review and subscribe if that feels right. Telling a friend about the show helps Contagious Victories to grow. Plus, we all appreciate a little sunshine. I'm Tori B. Thanks for listening. I'll catch you soon.